And Orlando McLeish wants to make sure you don't have hepatitis C, and it's possible you might without even knowing it. He is the hepatitis C educator for Positive Living North in Prince George. He joins me live here in our Prince George studio, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Yes, Robert. You bet. So we've heard the term hepatitis C, but what is hepatitis C?
So basically, in the simplest form, hep C is a liver disease, and it's caused by the hep C virus. Basically, that's it.
Okay, so how dangerous is it?
It can be very dangerous because the problem is that a lot of persons have it and don't know it. And it could live in your body for up to 20 to 30 years, and you don't show any symptoms of having it.
Right.
And so then that becomes problematic because a healthy person wouldn't just go to the doctor and ask, go test hep C if they don't know anything about it.
And in the meantime, it's probably causing some form of damage right over that time?
Yes, it is. It would be causing damage to the liver, which is very important organ. So that's the big challenge that we have.
Who should be getting tested?
My thing is that I always promote testing to everyone because it's always good to know your status,
right,
to know whether or not you have it or not. Even if you think that you might not be at risk, it's important just to know. That's the only way you can know for sure,
mm-hmm,
is by getting a test. And the test is very simple and easy. But particular demographic that we always encourage because they will be high at risk are persons who use injection drug users.
Mm-hmm.
That's one group who is at risk. Persons who are pregnant and have hep C in terms of mother-to-child transmission. And another group that we're talking about are persons who have traveled to countries or immigrants because there may be a problem where their medical equipment and blood products that they've received haven't been tested. And another big group that which we are trying to reach out to now in our hep C awareness campaign is baby boomers. So anyone that born between 1945 to 1965 and has received blood transfusion or blood products or anything before 1990, we encourage them to get tested.
And why is that key?
Why is that key? Because before 1990, blood products in Canada weren't tested for hep C. Because they didn't know much about hep C. But it existed before then. And so that's a large population. And it's in the epidemiology, it's estimated maybe around in Canada, around anywhere from over 100,000 persons would fall in that group. And so that would be very important because that group are the persons who think that they may not have contracted it.
Getting back to testing, so should the onus be on the patient to go in and ask to get tested? Or is this something maybe doctors, so I'm thinking if all doctors say, for example, agreed, say, you know what, we're just going to make it standard practice to test for hep C. Is that the best way about it? Like, what exactly are you seeking? For more people that request it, or is it just become standard testing practice for everybody?
It both ways in some extent because persons need to be proactive with their health and ask for testing. And so that's why we're trying to educate persons about it so they could know more about this disease and be proactive and say, listen, I want an hep C test done, a part of my physical or routine testing. Relying on the doctors to do it, a lot of times we have the reality is that the doctors do stereotypes, individual, and might think, okay, this person is from certain socioeconomic background.
Because there is a stigma attached to it.
There is a stigma attached to it. So the doctor might be like, oh, you're from College Heights, you're rich, you're a professional person, you're not using drugs. Okay, injection drug user. Okay, don't need to worry to get tested for hep C. You don't have any signs or symptoms because that's typical behavior for some doctors,
right,
not all. And therefore, you could have it and not know it right then and there. And you could have been a case where you've received blood transfusion before 1990 and you have the virus living within inside of you for 20 to 30 years and don't have any symptoms. And so then I do encourage persons, be proactive in your health and request a test.
I'm really curious about how far we've come because I know going back, survival rates in the long term were quite, you know, they're pretty poor.
Yeah.
But my wife, who's a nurse, and interestingly enough, we've seen some great strides made even the last couple of years, survivability.
Yeah.
And is there a cure?
So there is a treatment and there is a cure. And as you rightfully say, so previous treatment that was there when it just started was PEG interferon and ribavirin. And the success rate for those medications or treatment weren't that high. It was around about 50%, 60% thereabout most times. And the treatment was far longer. It could last from anywhere from 6 months to 1 year.
Yeah.
And but now the treatment with the direct acting antivirals, the treatment is shorter, so around 8 weeks to 12 weeks, so around 2 to 3 months. And the success rate for cure is around 90 to 95%.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't hear much about it. Like, you think people will be celebrating, and, right? Because that's a big achievement.
That's a very big achievement. And there's still ongoing studies going on to try to get that number even higher. And that's where the Hep C clinic here in Prince George, we have a wonderful Hep C clinic run by Dr. Abu Amor and Loretta Jackson, which is the Hep C nurse specialist. And that's why they're trying to get persons, you know, find out, get tested, know about your status, and if you have it, there's treatment and cure for it.
So basically, yeah, the idea is get tested, get treated, and it'll increase your likelihood of possibly even being cured.
Yeah, it will definitely increase your likelihood of being cured. Yeah.
Well, if someone wants to get tested or wants to learn more, what should they do?
If someone wants to get tested and wants to learn more, do not Wikipedia information about it.
Or we'll all think we'll have it.
But importantly, they can always contact us at Positive Living North, which is located on 2nd Avenue, 1563 2nd Avenue, and they could talk to one of the educators there, which is myself and Stacey. And they could also contact Dr. Amor Clinic, which is located on Vancouver Street, which is the infectious disease specialist. And that's where you could find information and also get support for Hep C. So that's where I would encourage persons to start. Or they could even talk to their healthcare providers and ask about their family physician and ask more about Hep C if they're interested to know more.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem. Wonderful. Thanks very much for having me, Robert.
Anytime. That was Rolando McLeish. He's the Positive Living North's Hepatitis C educator. May is Hepatitis C Awareness Month, and Positive Living North is holding a number of events, and you can learn more about that and more about hepatitis C at positivelivingnorth.org. And we've tweeted a link to their website from our Twitter page at Daybreak North.